Hi, I'm Fred Kasten. Welcome to Jazz New Orleans here on New Orleans Public Radio, 89.9 WWNO, WWNO.org. Every Friday night at 8, 2 hours of the best jazz for the last 70 years. With a strong accent on New Orleans and an extended conversation with our Jazz New Orleans Player of the Week. This week, that is trombonist, trumpeter, tuba man, vocalist Wyclef Gordon, who will headline at this year's 2013 Satchmo Summerfest and who grew up in Augusta, Georgia.
The opportunity came for me to play football in high school, and I realized that I had to make a decision, either the football team or the band. And I was like, wow, that's difficult. But the football team was only in the fall, and the band was year-round. And I was like, well, band wins. I can still play football with my friends in the street.
Lots more coming up from Wyclef Gordon in about 45 minutes here on Jazz New Orleans. Right now, Jason Marcellus and his Vibes Quartet from In a World of Mallets, a tune that scored a nice coup when it was covered on NPR's Morning Edition in recent days. This is Ballet Class. Thank you. Ballet Class from Jason Marcellus and In a World of Mallets on Jazz New Orleans, 89.9 WWNO, New Orleans Public Radio. Hi, I'm Fred Caston. Thanks for joining me for Jazz New Orleans tonight. Jazz New Orleans is made possible in part thanks to the generosity of anonymous New Orleans music lovers. The music lovers at Snug Harbor Jazz Bistro, 626 Frenchman Street. Complete schedule information available at snugjazz.com. And the folks at Hopper's Carte de Vin, 5601 Magazine Street, right across from Whole Foods. Wines as unique as New Orleans. Still to come on Jazz New Orleans tonight, extended conversation with our Player of the Week, Wycliffe Gordon, who will be headlining down at the Satchmo Summerfest a week from tonight down at the old U.S. Mint. And the man himself, Louis Satchmo Armstrong, checking in with a great Fats Waller tune. Right now, it's Monty Alexander's Ivory and Steel Band. One of the great songs from the musical Finian's Rainbow, Old Devil Moon. We'll be right back. Trombonist Clifton Anderson, Noble from his Decade CD, and Kenny Barron, Sam Biao, both of those originals by Clifton Anderson and Kenny Barron, respectively, here on Jazz New Orleans at 89.9 WWNO, WWNO.org, New Orleans Public Radio. Hi, I'm Fred Caston. Thanks for joining me for Jazz New Orleans every Friday night at 8, 2 hours of the best jazz from the last 70 years with a strong accent on New Orleans. And an extended conversation coming up with our Jazz New Orleans Player of the Week this week, that is trombonist Wycliffe Gordon, coming to town next week for the Satchmo Summerfest. Also coming up tonight, Jazz Royalty with the Count and the Duke. And we'll be getting loaded for free thanks to a guy named Freddie. Oh, yeah. Right now, it's the man himself, Louis Satchmo Armstrong, from his classic Satch Plays Fats, mid-50s recording with Fats Waller's What Did I Do to Be So Black and Blue?
So black and blue. Even the mouse ran from my house. They laugh at you and scorn you too. What did I do to be so black and blue? I'm white inside, but that don't help my case, 'cause I can't hide what is in my face, for how would it end? Ain't got a friend. My only sin is in my skin. What did I do to be so black and blue? Got a friend, My only sin is in my skin. What did I do to be so black and blue? Wasn't much till now, and you've almost lost your will to live. No matter what you've been through, long as there's breath in you, there is always one more time. And if your dreams go bad, that don't mean some dreams can't come true. Cause it's funny about dreams, just as strange as it seems, there is always one more time. Woo-hoo. Turning corners is only a state of mind. Yes, it is. If there's a heart out there looking for someone to share, I don't care if it's been turned down time and again. And if we meet someday, please don't walk away, 'cause there's always one more time. There is always one more time.
Count Basie and the band, Way Out Basie. And the great Johnny Adams with the Doc Pomus tune, There Is Always One More Time, from Johnny's CD full of Doc Pomus compositions, The Real Me. Jazz New Orleans, 89.9 WWNO, WWNO.org. With saxophonist Don Braden checking in next, a tune that was a big hit for Stevie Wonder. In fact, hit number one for Stevie back in 1973. Great rendition from Don Braden now of You Are the Sunshine of My Life. Orleans sax great Alban Red Tyler from his Graciously CD, beautiful jazz waltz inspired by the legend of Tarzan and Greystoke. Red called that Greystoke. Jazz New Orleans, 89.9 WWNO, WWNO.org, New Orleans Public Radio. Hi, I'm Fred Caston. Thanks for stopping by for Jazz New Orleans tonight. Right now, time for our Jazz New Orleans Player of the Week extended conversation with trombonist, trumpeter, tuba man, vocalist, and Sachmo Summerfest headliner next Friday night down at the old U.S. Mint, Wycliffe Gordon. Wycliffe Gordon was born in Waynesboro, Georgia, grew up in Augusta, in a house wired for music.
My late father played and studied classical piano, so that's the music we heard in the house growing up, either him playing and practicing or listening to the reel-to-reel recorder that he had rigged up on top of his piano and speakers throughout each room in the house.
Wycliffe Gordon resisted piano lessons initially. They took too much time away from football and other outdoor activities, but finally acquiesced to his mother's wishes, started at 11 piano lessons, then the next year took up trombone under the influence of another close relative.
That was actually my older brother, Lucius. He was a year older than I, and, you know, growing up in our household, when there was one toy bought or food, you know, we'd have to, you know, my mom and dad had to get two of everything or we'd fight.
Right, like right.
Anything from dump trucks to popsicles, bubble gum. So when he went to junior high school and came home with the trombone one day, you know, I didn't even really know what it was. It was just shining in the case, and I said, well, you know, I have to have one of those.
Gordon liked trombone, got especially interested after his initial encounter at 13 with jazz.
A great aunt of mine had passed, and amongst the things that were given to the family it was a 5-record collection set of jazz and a record player that wound up in our garage. And I just put it on. It was, I don't know if it was Sony, if it was a Columbia, I'm not sure if it was a Columbia recording, but it was an anthology of jazz from early slave chants to modern jazz at that time, which was like Sonny Rollins Quartet and Dizzy Gillespie's Big Band. And so they had ragtime, and of all the music I listened to, I just, you know, been playing trombone for a couple of years. And all of it was acoustic, but I really kind of fell in love with the music from New Orleans. And, you know, then, you know, particularly that of Louis Armstrong. So it was, I just kind of gravitated towards that. And a tune called, you know, Keyhole Blues. I just loved it. So, and, you know, I would play that over and over. I think I, you know, wore new grooves in that part of the record. Anyway, that's where I heard, you know, jazz recording for the first time on an LP.
So that New Orleans material particularly spoke to you, kind of grabbed your attention.
Yes, loud and clear.
Wycliffe Gordon spent untold hours in his garage practicing trombone and playing along with jazz records, but also enjoyed a moment of pop glory with his cover band, Triumph 2.
Our Glory Days in 1983 was when we won the Augusta Exchange Club Fair Talent Competition, first place trophy, $300, and that was our Grammy.
Jazz pretty quickly won out over pop for Wycliffe Gordon, who faced another major decision as he entered high school.
The opportunity came for me to play football in high school, and I realized that I had to make a decision, either the football team or the band. I was like, wow, that's difficult. The football team was only in the fall, and the band was year-round. I was like, well, band wins, I can still play football with my friends in the street.
Gordon went on to major in music at Florida A&M.
I was in every band there was, marching band, concert band, symphonic band, pep band, jazz band. I was just a band, you know, and then I was a music major, so I took choral music. And then, you know, you had to take a piano class, and then you had to take brass, wind, and woodwind techniques.
His sophomore year at A&M, Wycliffe Gordon met Wynton Marsalis. 2 years later, in the spring of 1989, he hit the road with the Wynton Marsalis Septet full-time, then joined the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra in 1991, all of which proved to be a rich and deeply rewarding experience in music and life.
Classical musicians, jazz musicians, it was great. It was hard to believe that it was happening while it was happening, but, you know, it was all happening, and I was just there in the middle of it.
Wycliffe Gordon has gone on to become one of the most respected and in-demand trombonists in jazz, leading his own bands, winning numerous audience and critics polls, and last year releasing a CD saluting Louis Armstrong, Hello Pops. Returning the favor a bit, for all the life, legacy, and music of Louis Armstrong had done, continues to do, for Wycliffe Gordon.
It kind of shaped me musically, became a very integral part of my growth. You know, as a musician, but also as a person, the more I got to learn about him and how his life and his music affected people around the world.
Wycliffe Gordon brings his Hello Pops show to New Orleans next weekend as he headlines at the 2013 Satchmo Summerfest. Here is Wycliffe Gordon playing and singing on the title tune from Hello Pops.
Yes, hello, Pops. How you doing? You mean the world to me. Hello, Pops. What's brewing? You live life so fancy free. You stopped wars with your music. You made friends of your enemies. If I did that for 10 million, it wouldn't amount to what you did for me. So hello, Pops, what's cooking? Probably a pot of some of those red beans and rice. Hello, Pops, how's it looking? You made living down here quite nice. If I did that for 10 billion, it wouldn't amount to what you did for me. Hello, 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 Pops. His enemies, yes, If I could do it for 10 trillion, it wouldn't amount to what he did for me. So hello, Pops, what's a cooking? Give me some of those red beans and rice. Hello, Pops, how's it looking? You see, life down here's quite nice. If I could do it for 10 quadrillion, it wouldn't amount to what you did for me. Hello, 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 hello. Hello, Pops. I said hello, 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 hello. Hello, Pops. Hello, Pops.
Wycliffe Gordon, the title tune from his great 2012 CD, Hello Pops. He'll be doing that and a lot of the Hello Pops material on stage just outside the old U.S. Mint next Friday night as a part of the 2013 Satchmo Summerfest, the 13th annual celebration of the life, legacy, and music of Louis Armstrong. Headquartered there inside the Mint with seminars, outside with live music and food and drink, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday next weekend.